Library Joint Powers Authority Board of Monday, November 7th, 2011, to order. Before we take the roll, I'd like to report out from our last closed session, which was on October 24th. There were no reportable actions. We received input from our labor negotiators and gave them direction. And so now, Helga, can we have the roll?
Supervisor Peary?
Here.
Citizen Gert?
Here.
Citizen Gorson?
Here.
Councilmember Byers?
Here.
Citizen Portinger?
Here.
Councilmember Reed?
Here.
Councilmember Terrazas?
Here.
Supervisor Stone?
Here.
Councilmember Story?
He's not coming. All right, we have an agenda in front of us.
Motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And we have minutes of our last meeting, October 3rd.
Second.
All in favor?
I'm sorry.
Aye.
Ellen moved, David second.
Okay. I'm sorry, Helga, I'll repeat that.
Thank you.
I know you asked me to do that. Oral communications, which is a time for any member of the public to talk about library topics that are not on the agenda for a brief time. Anybody have anything?
Yes.
Yes.
Why came to this meeting specifically? Because I'm just...
Can you give us your name?
My name's Chris. I'm Evan Santa Cruz. Because I'm outraged about the new catalog system. I think it's a complete disaster. I've tried to use it and have had numerous problems with it. And I'm sure I read in downstairs and they said that yes, they've gotten many complaints about it. And from what I gathered downstairs, I don't recall ever seeing anything mentioned open to the public that the library might have had a choice between different catalog systems or how that decision was made, whether somebody actually consulted with somebody. Since we are in Silicon Valley, there's many people with database experience, but if the library just went for the cheapest option, why wasn't the public let known that rather than we end up with the disaster that we have.
Okay, thank you for your input, and there will be an update on that transition later in this agenda if you care to stay for it.
Okay. At the very end of the meeting?
It is in the middle of the meeting, I would say. Closer to the end.
Maybe if you're unable to stay, you can provide your email address and someone can give you...
I've emailed a complaint on on the site, and I got generic.
Is it possible to just move the agenda?
Well,
there are very few people from the public here, so
that is true. Can we go back and revisit our agenda? I think that we can keep it. We're going to get there fairly quickly.
Okay.
If you'd like to stay, but that's not going to give you insight into the preparations for getting here. This will talk about the transition itself, the agenda item.
Can Teresa give just a quick response as far as the process?
Yeah.
Didn't this come forward?
That's your choice if you want me to.
You can give a very brief, I think, update, or maybe we can actually direct you, Chris, to some of the previous board minutes where the decisions were made and where information was provided in our public board meetings.
But not on the website. I don't recall seeing anything on the website, which I think is where most people...
Okay, well, you can just give a very brief on the lead-up to it.
The library selection of an integrated library system, there's a finite number of library systems available on the market. It's not something that you just go develop through a database. It's much more complex than that because it covers, it's integrated library system, so it covers everything from the library catalog to the circulation system to acquisitions to cataloging, et cetera. We've gone over that in the past. This is a system that is in use. It's an open source system, which means it's got the opportunity to grow very easily by changes can be made by people in the community, in the computer community. It is a nationwide system. There are major systems using it. We are part of a nationwide IMLS, Institute of Museum and Library Services grant to adopt this kind of a system. King County Library System up in Washington, which is one of the premier library systems in the country, made a lot of changes to this system, which is what made it possible for us to adopt it. This was an operational decision within the library. It's really not something that is something we consult the community on when we do operational decisions like this. There is no perfect library system out there. We were on a system that was 25 years old, was no longer supported. Jesse was the only person who could do anything with it, the only person in the country who could do anything with it, and it did have its limitations. It also had some features that were wonderful, that were done by us, and whenever you go to a new computer system, there are changes, and you gain some functionality, and inevitably you do lose some things that you might have liked. So far, the things that we've identified that we've lost, we will be able to get back. There is a new release coming out in, I think, January that will have some aspects to it. Other parts we may have to develop ourselves, or somebody in the community that's using this may develop it. But in terms of functionality for the library system, it is more functional. I do not know the specific issues that this gentleman is talking about, so I would need to know specifically what he's talking about. We did, we got a lot of people who, there were a couple of glitches that I was going to report on later.
Wait till later, I think, to report
okay.
on those.
So anyway, we're it is a big change, and any change like this is not without its problems. So I don't know how to be more specific.
Okay, let's move on.
I have an oral communication.
Okay.
Gail's not here yet. She must still be on the desk. But I have the two manager positions have been hired. Emily Galley is our new manager of system services and support. You know, Emily, she was the transition coordinator. She also worked on the strategic plan and was involved with the staff piece of the alternative, the task force. Gail Farthing, who is still on the desk, I think, until 7, is the new manager, the new on-site services manager. She's been in the public services manager acting position since July, and today it was made official. So we did an internal recruitment. We did panel interviews with some outside librarians doing the review, and then we had a staff forum and individual interviews with me. And so we put them through the ringer, and that's who we hired, and we're very pleased.
Congratulations.
I do want to add that all the candidates were really, I was just so impressed with our staff, with all the candidates that I met with. So that was really heartening to see all the people that inside our system who were just so talented.
Thank you. Written communications. Any comments, questions on them? Moving on to reports of advisory bodies, Friends of Santa Cruz.
Hi, my name is Sharon Maxwell, and I'm on the board of the Friends this year, and I just have a few things to report on. First of all, I gave you all a copy of our first ever annual report. We had a board member, Lise Quintana, who worked very hard on this. I think it's great because it does give you a little history of all of our different branches. Information about the Friends. It does have an envelope inside. If you already have one, pass this on to someone and encourage them to become a Friend. We'd love to have them on board. So this will, of course, be followed in other years by the second annual report and the third and fourth and so on. So during the month of October, we were involved with a big read, which featured Edgar Allan Poe, and Janice was involved in so many of the activities all through the month. If you had checked the website, there were many, many activities being held. I went to as many as I could, and it was amazing the people who came out for them. The big finale was held last Thursday at the Seymour Center. The winners of the various Poe writing contests gave, and the runners-up gave their presentations. We have some people that are very chilling writers, including one of my former kinders. I was shocked at what she wrote. There were also presentations by Duffy Hudson, who appeared as Mr. Poe himself. He had been in the community at the high schools and at other events and came that night, as well as local author Roy King. This was all funded by a grant from the NEA of $17,000. And after in-kind support and a donation from the Friends, the total amount spent on this month-long focus was $25,000. So yay for us, and we understand that we can reapply another time, and it's very likely that we would be funded. I don't know who does the final report, but it must be a long one.
No, it's actually not that long. Oh,
good.
Which is good.
And the last thing I just wanted to let you know about was the Civic Book Sale is coming up. It's November 17th, which is Friday evening, right at the Civic, if you're a member. That's how you get in on...
18th.
Friday is the 17th, isn't it? No.
No, Friday's the 18th.
Friday's the 18th. Thank you, I stand corrected. And then it would be Saturday the 19th all day. And talk about the best buys around. I'm one of the sorters in the sorting room, and I can't tell you how many books come through. It's just awesome what our community donates and how it gets recycled back into the community again. Thank you.
Thank you. Finance Committee report. We did not have a Finance Committee meeting this month, so there is no report. Capitola report. Sam's not here to give it. I don't think there's any progress in Capitola on our library.
My understanding is they're waiting until the state makes the decision on the RDA funding before they go any further.
Okay. Moving on to staff report.
Monthly narrative, I don't have anything to add. If you have any questions about it, same for the statistics. So financial report.
Trying to understand what this was, and my recollection is we ended the year with over $1 million. And does this cut into that?
Yes.
Okay, so we didn't end the year with $1 million.
Not 1.2, but with 806.
That's a big difference.
I have an email from finance that explains this. I'll just read it to you. I apologize, but I forgot to update the cash balance report with revised cash balance figures. Most of the decrease is the result of the revised June ending cash balance. And it was things that it goes on from there just to, doesn't really say much else than that. But it's basically, after June ended, there were things that had to get charged back to last fiscal year that they didn't charge back. And so apparently there were more than...
Well, it's a good thing we didn't spend that
money. But we ended with 806. So it's still.
$1.2 million sounded so much worse.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Okay. So it has nothing to do with the reserve?
No.
I looked at that 459 and said, oh, that's really close to the reserve.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with the reserve. So. It's just the way. And he said, unless. There shouldn't be any more changes, but that won't be certain until after the audit is completed. And I know the auditors were here the last couple of weeks, so we should have that report in another month. But I don't anticipate. So.
Any other
question? I have a question on page 21.
Mm-hmm.
Just a question about books and periodicals,
mm-hmm.
which is about midway down. Now, at what point in the year do we really start spending that money? I know
they're doing it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're trying to get a lot of it spent. Actually, we're trying to get a lot of it spent by December. They were trying to spend a lot of it in October, because in November we went on to ordering out of the new system, what we're still receiving on the old system, and then we're trying to get a lot of it spent pre-spend, so when the selection team starts in January, they're not under the gun to have to spend. So this goes through September. So
we've spent $100,000 since September.
So October should show a big jump.
Okay.
Is what I've been told, that they've been busy trying to order.
Actually, I had a question on that same page.
Mm-hmm.
Are you done, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
Telecommunications service,
yes,
outside.
Yes.
We had budgeted, I guess, $73,000, and we have spent $86,000.
Yes. That's the E-rate we're waiting for. It will, as soon as the E-rate money starts coming in, the reimbursement on E-rate, they lag by so long that when we start getting the E-rate reimbursement, it'll balance things out.
Okay, and we're likely to receive that in this fiscal year?
Oh yeah, we'll get it this fiscal year. They just, we haven't been, we just sent more paperwork for review and stuff. So they're kind of a pain. It's really, really a late issue. And then once you get it, it's a lag time before it starts coming in.
And it's coming from the state?
The feds.
Any other questions or comments? All right.
Okay. So,
IOS update.
I'm trying to do this electronically. Oh, IOS update. So we
this
did.
Is why I, this is why I need a
yeah,
copy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know, getting used to it. So we did do the migration, and like I said, most of it came over very well. We did post frequently asked questions, because like this gentleman, we're getting a lot of people asking questions about their specific records and some things that didn't come over right, and so we basically posted the answers to the kinds of things we were getting asked the most, and asked that if somebody had an individual problem, when we look at that email, we know what are individual problems versus system problems, and we will get to those as we can. Staff is dealing with them across the counter. One of the big problems that happened, and I'll let Richard and Jesse chime in if needed, is notifications haven't started yet, right? The email notifications haven't started. So people aren't getting notices, and fines didn't come over quite right either. So people are getting, depending when they check things out, they're getting horrendous fines that we are forgiving. But people look at their records and go, And so are they able to do that as a system, or are we having to do it individually? Do we know yet?
So far we're just doing it individually as people discover problems. It's not that these fines aren't legitimate on their accounts. It's just that normally people would be noticed that things were overdue. So, and we, in the process, we also changed our loan policy. So those two things are kind of combined to kind of surprise people. But there's no non-legitimate funds that are being accrued on these accounts.
I've been through four other system migrations. This is as smooth as any of them. That doesn't mean it's not without its glitches. It's also trying to get used to a whole new way of everything working, both for staff and the public. We are offering classes in using the new catalog. Tomorrow afternoon is the second one. We'll offer more of those if we need to. We have one today or yesterday?
We had one today.
Do we know how many people came, if anyone came?
No one came.
In my experience, that's what happens. You offer classes and you get the catalog and people don't come, but we offer them anyway. We are offering one-on-one assistance. So,
There's going to be a question later.
Okay. Anyone else to say?
Okay, so let's any comments from the public before we ask questions?
I had a question on the classes. Are they being offered that are outside of 9-5 that people work for?
Go ahead, Jen.
The first two have not, but what they're doing, they're now trying to work out a schedule of classes that will not only just
to the board? Questions or comments? Lee?
Well, just kind of jumping off on that, is there any plans to do like a webinar so people can do it online as opposed to physically coming to class? I mean, I don't know how easy or difficult that would be.
We had talked about that, but we can go back and talk about that and see what we are able to do. Certainly look at that as a possibility. That would be good because then people could see it whenever they wanted to see it. So we will definitely look at that and I'll let you know.
Catherine?
Well, I think the gentleman mentioned something about the catalog. A catalog, you kind of look up author, title, or subject. What's the big change?
Well, we had two different catalogs that we offered before. We had the classic catalog, we had Opera Browser. Opera Browser we paid for on top of the regular catalog, and we are not doing that now.
Not doing the second one, but we have
right.
a regular catalog. So someone
but
can go up to it.
They each look different. It ways, you know, way you apply limits, if you just want to limit to a language or to a format. Different systems just look different and react differently. So this one does look different than the other one did. I don't know if anybody's had, I haven't had a lot of experience using it. I haven't had any problem with it, but it goes by keyword. Some things may not be as intuitive. People get used to a certain way of doing things, and it's certainly understandable.
But you can still look up an author
oh, yes.
or a title
mm-hmm.
if you approach the computer.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is
there another comment? Yeah. Anybody else?
One of the problems that I have with it is there's no guide, there's no information, like, there's no key to what different things mean, either in your account or when doing searches. There's absolutely no guide to using it right there. Right?
So there's no help screens. There's no help on screen
help? Yeah, there's no on screen help or, like, and some of the things that you used to be able to do before, there doesn't seem to be any way to do it. Like when you type in, like, if you want to just look for DVDs, there's no way to just limit search to DVDs.
Yeah, there is.
Well, to videos.
Yeah, you can do that. There are a couple of things that you can't do that you could do that we developed for ourselves in the other catalog, but you can do that kind of limiting.
Once you've done a search, you can say limit to DVD.
You put in the keyword and then on there's a bunch of things on the right-hand side, and you can. There's one that says material type in the advanced search.
I did advanced search, and all I did was bring down a second identical one to the first one.
Oh.
Keyword.
You know, maybe what we could do instead of taking the board time to do this is either if anyone wants to talk about this afterwards, but you could come in and talk to. Someone at the library for your own with your own personal questions.
Yeah, we'd be glad to help you individually. So if you have,
what library do you normally use? Central.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure that if you come in, that should you go to the reference desk?
Yeah, if you want to
make
an appointment.
Or the
service
desk.
You can make an appointment for the class. So today is Monday.
It's in the afternoon.
I hesitate to say time because I don't trust my memory to remember.
You mean the one
exactly
tomorrow?
The time.
Yep.
And I think that's 1 to 2.
But Chris, I would suggest coming into the central when it's open, and you could call ahead of time to make an appointment by talking with someone to ask your specific questions or going to a class. Okay.
If you leave your contact information, we can let you know as soon as the other classes are set up.
Okay,
so the transition update, the other transition, not that we're too busy changing here, we're making some excellent progress. The information about the Y rating of salaries and benefits did go out to staff. We haven't actually officially, it hasn't been officially adopted by OE3 yet, but we anticipate that happening. We have a meeting with SEIU tomorrow to finish up. I should finish up all the issues that are still outstanding, nothing that should require any board action. So staff as of today, the librarians all got their assignments, so that means all staff know where they're going to be in the new system. And we are creating seven transition teams?
Seven right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Seven. We're creating staff teams to work on the transition in the areas of collection management, volunteers, physical spaces,
programs,
reference.
Missing two.
Two other areas. But anyway, areas that we've identified, and staff have self-selected for teams to work on how to make the transition to the new structure. Oh, person in charge.
Person.
And staff's starting to get real excited about their new roles, and it's incredible what we have to do in the next 6 weeks. So, with three of those weeks being holidays, so we'll open January 2nd, but we won't be totally completely trained, but we'll be there. So we've got a great team working on the teams. So. We said, told staff we'd get them involved, and we are. So they asked for it, and now we're getting it.
Good.
Yeah. Any questions or comments from the board?
All right. The staff is very appreciative of the board's efforts in the last few weeks. Okay.
Performance indicators.
Okay, so this is the, with the numbers, this is a revisit of what we had in September with the numbers included that you asked for. And what we did is looked at the strategic plan goals and action steps, because that did provide some of the parameters for coming up with numbers. And we basically set the baseline based on current information, the best information we have, and set some targets. So I don't know if you want to go over these individually or if you have questions about some of them. The numbers we used, nothing seemed egregious to me, you know, unusual, but you may have questions on some of it.
Why don't we see if there's any questions or comments or anything?
You took out the light.
Yeah, I just have two questions. Nina, you emailed this out with the last
Friday.
Week on
Friday.
Right. So the active cardholders,
mm-hmm.
what defines an active cardholder? Is that someone who uses a checkout once a quarter or a month? Or?
Check out something in the last 2 years.
Last 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
Okay. And then for...
using my lifeline here.
The programmatic breakdown here gives like overall just program satisfaction. Do you have anything that looks at when programs are actually being used and when you rate the satisfaction of the individual programs? Is there?
We haven't developed the instrument yet.
Oh, okay.
We haven't developed the actual evaluation instrument for the program evaluation.
Okay.
So we can certainly take that into effect. Right now it's just, you know, a satisfaction level, a percentage satisfaction level looking at.
Okay. Because I'd also be interested in looking and see if there's unmet needs, like if there's programs maybe serving youth or particular demographics that we can kind of focus on to see, you know, what areas, you know, that we might look at if you know, if there are resources that can be used, what are the types of places where we want to expand into to better serve library users.
We can certainly ask that when we do the survey as we do evaluations
right.
of programs, and we can also, as we do programs and evaluate them, we'll be able to segregate them. Was this a children's program? Was this a teen? Was this a, you know, adult program? And do further analysis. Behind us, I know staff, as staff, we'll be doing a lot more backup data to get to these. So we certainly can do that.
Okay.
I think, yeah, certainly we want to do that. Typically, when you do an evaluation, you do ask what other programs would you like to see.
Kind of piggybacking on the survey question, under use of services, one of the things was 80% of survey respondents say hours are convenient. I'm just using that as an example. I'm just wondering, so are you going to survey people periodically in general?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, outside of people who are using
yes.
programs.
One of the things that we subscribe to is it's a statistics program that reaches in to get certain data out for it. And we've also have another piece of that same software that does surveys. So we'll be able to do surveys very easily.
So like a random population?
We can do them online. We can print them. We can however we want to do them. We'll be able to do it.
And my other question was about the timeline of this. I know on the spreadsheet mm-hmm. you have benchmarks for every 3 months. So you're basically going to be taking a snapshot in time of those? Or some of these being collected ongoing?
Some will be collected ongoing. Some we may only survey once a year. I mean, we can't survey people constantly or we'll lose them. So there may be one huge survey that covers a lot of things. So I think we have to, I didn't mark which ones would be 3 months, which ones would be annual, but a lot of them, like visits per open hour, monthly circulation, those certainly we're going to keep all the time and have them on a monthly basis. But survey ones will be less often to have to decide when we think it's right to do it.
But we can expect sort of quarterly reports.
Definitely.
Based on this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if there's something you want to see monthly specifically, we can certainly do that as well.
Any other comments? I just had one which is not about a specific indicator, but just sort of a reminder, I guess, that we. I don't think we should expect to hit all of these goals right off the bat. There are things to work towards. And once we achieve them, we should be setting new goals to continue to improve it, obviously. So, and the other thing is, I know you're talking here somewhere about these indicators over time maybe needing to change. And I would just say that if possible, keep a core of them the same so that we can get, because it's really the trends more than the actual individual indicator that, you know, is the benefit of the performance indicators. So
definitely.
Don't keep things that aren't working, but if we can keep a core the same over time, that would be helpful.
And, I mean, we're basically going into uncharted territory here. Just as so much new that's happening that I think we're just going to need to feel our way and go, you know, This isn't telling us anything, so why bother with it? Or this, we need more information here, so what can we use to give us that information? It's a work in progress, very much so.
Yeah, David?
And I'll piggyback on she brought up the idea of convenience of hours. It was something when I first read it. Are you thinking that we might tie a particular branch as also, so that whenever someone's being surveyed, that they would identify what their primary branch is or secondary branch, and then when they're commenting on the relative services there, at least you could roll that up.
We can certainly gather the data that way.
Yeah, I would hope we would, just so
it'd be a lot more meaningful.
Yeah, it'd be helpful to, I mean, it would just be in general data if it wasn't. You
can do that.
Okay.
Okay, anything else? Do we have a motion to approve these performance indicators?
Motion to approve the indicators.
Second.
David made the motion and Lee seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, other business?
Nothing in the parking lot. I will tell you that we haven't gotten any applications for Barbara's job.
We just have to keep her, though.
Yeah. By law, she can stay until March.
There we go.
And then I guess we kick her.
So it is out there.
It is out there.
I didn't see it in the paper.
It was in the paper right after, right a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was thinking we'll do another release. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk to you tonight, but we'll do another release like we did the last time, with blankets everywhere.
November 29th.
It's on the website, on the library's website, prominently displayed. So,
what's the deadline?
November 29th.
November 29th.
Oh, hi, Dick. I didn't see you there.
That was
hiding back there.
Here we saw. David,
you invited him to a tame one, huh?
No. Okay. Any other?
I don't have anything else.
Okay.
This could be a miracle.
They're all like this stuff.
Yeah, there's no in between.
So with that, we're adjourned till the next regularly scheduled meeting of Monday, December 5th at 6:30.
We'll probably be longer.